The ongoing human trafficking case involving a couple from Isa Township is past the bail phase as the second of the two people accused received bail today. Lauriston Maloney was released from custody Friday after being granted bail in a Barry court. He has been charged with two counts of assault, trafficking in a person, receiving material benefit resulting from trafficking a person, and forcible confinement. Lauriston's lawyer Mark Ruffolo argued that his client's last conviction was in 2013 and also that Lauriston's current charges of human trafficking would best be suited in a labor court. Justice Douglas Conley disagreed with both arguments, stating while the last conviction was 10 years ago, the charges are similar. The justice also disagreed that this case of human trafficking is similar to that of a labor dispute. However, Conley granted conditional release for Lauriston Maloney, stating he was comfortable that Lauriston's surety, his father, would be suitable. Among several conditions, Lauriston will have to wear an ankle bracelet and reside with his father in Brampton. Lauriston will be back in court September 14 at 9 a.m. in Bradford. His wife and co-accused, Amber Maloney, 36, was charged on July 19, just days after police alerted the public that her husband was a convicted sex offender who was listed on the National Sex Offender Registry was living at Beating the Odds Children's Camp in Isa Township, west of Barrie. She was previously released on bail and will be in court September 14 in Bradford. The center, which Amber Maloney owned and operated at the couple's Ivy Area home, offered services for children with autism, but has since been closed. She is charged with trafficking in a person, receiving material benefit resulting from trafficking a person, administering a noxious substance, fraud over $5,000, and uttering a forged document. Police have previously indicated the alleged victim in the case did not attend the Beating the Odds Day camp. All charges have yet to be proven in court.